The suspension of abortion services at Nashville's only remaining clinic has advocates raising money. The funds are meant to help patients travel out of town or even out of state. They say abortion restrictions in Tennessee were already forcing more women to go elsewhere. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
The number of abortion clinics statewide has been cut by more than half in the last two decades. Anna Corella is co-director of Healthy and Free Tennessee, which has launched a fundraising effort. She says there's intense interest in helping women who feel trapped with an unwanted pregnancy.
In this climate where folks feel that their values are under attack, they're maybe even more willing to give to causes like this because they see such an urgent need.
There's also an informal Facebook group that started up this week to link donors with women who need help. In fact, there's an entire network of private abortion funds around the country, including one in Kentucky. Corella says aside from money, she'll also need volunteers to staff a phone line and keep the books. The plan is to maintain the fund even if the Nashville clinic resumes procedures. Planned Parenthood of Tennessee says it will restart abortions early next year, blaming staff turnover for the local downtime. Abortion opponents called it a Christmas miracle. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.